Daniel Beatty is one of the producers and stars in the film. He's in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
Morning, Martin. Lovely to see you.
And James Cleary as well. James, you're director?
Writer-director.
Writer-director. Writer-director. It's multitasking around these parts. All right. So, hey, thanks for joining me. This is rather exciting because, you know, it's... Well, you star in the show, which is quite amazing as well, seeing yourself on the big screen. The trailer is pretty chilling. Let me just play a little bit of it to give our listeners just a little insight into what it's like. I mean, it's much better with pictures. It's a film. But have a listen to this.
What, are you crazy?
Want to help you.
I don't want your help.
Who are you?
You recognize me? Why have you come here? You came here to do more than just write.
Whoa, that is chilling, isn't it? And the music is bone-chilling as well. We'll talk more on that shortly. But what is the story about What Lies Between?
Yeah, it's a really visceral piece, Martin. It's about a writer who takes himself off to a cottage in the forest to finish off his novel.
Mm-hmm.
And what he starts to realise is that the people around him and the place that he's in is not so unfamiliar.
Okay.
And he starts to unravel, shall we say, the elements of his past which haunt him.
Ooh.
And so he starts to discover things and realise things before he recognises really probably who and how everything is around him.
Right, as we heard a little bit of it in the trailer there. James, you filmed much of it here in Hawke's Bay. Is the whole thing filmed here?
Probably only spent one day in Auckland.
Right.
Of the 19 that we shot.
Wow.
And then all the rest is shot here around Hawke's Bay. So Pātoka, Waipakaro, and up in Maraetoa as well.
Oh, brilliant.
So, yeah, all around the each way, yeah.
You've got some pretty incredible locations to choose from around here, though, haven't you? Which is the reason why shooting films in Hawke's Bay is so great.
Oh, absolutely. And look, the weather is just the point of difference, right?
Yes, yes.
pretty hard to say over recent years, but
yeah.
I do think that that's one of the draw cards for filming here. It's longer days that you can actually push through as well, so it makes a big difference.
So tell us about the cast and the crew who worked on this. Who else is involved?
So we've got Ruth Strong, another local actor. Most of our cast and crew are local.
Mm-hmm.
We've sort of done this local to keep it really contained, and we've had to spread out our shooting schedule just to meet the requirements of everyone and the budget we have. But so Ruth Strong's the other lead in the film,
mm-hmm.
who plays the stranger that lives on the farm that sort of discovers this man suddenly invading the space and attempts to help him against, you know, all his... the lead characters sort of will. And we've got, and that's really, it's just a dance between these two people. And there's a couple of other characters that come and go, and they're sort of almost like present in the forest. So it's a big part of the, and you don't really know what's real and who's there.
Ooh.
So it's very simple in its locations.
Yes.
And very simple in its, in the cast and characters. But it's all the space and all the atmosphere that creates, and
yeah.
you're just not quite sure what's going on as it's rolling out, and you're just travelling this journey with the lead character to try and solve the puzzle, and it's not right to the very end, where it sort of comes together, and you sort
of
go,
love movies like that. That's great.
But yeah, I think the strongest thing in the film, and it was always a strong thing for me to have a really good ending.
Mm.
No matter what is like at the start, the middle, the ending's really super important.
Finish strong.
Yeah, and how you come away and what you leave with the audience.
Mm.
And I think it's got a really nice ending. You a lot of sort of tension
mm-hmm.
through the piece, but it has a nice resolution. A nice journey and a really sort of intriguing and thought-provoking ending. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, got to see it. Got
to
see it.
We also have to say too, Martin, that we've got the legend Peter Elliott working with us within the piece.
Yes.
And also Leisha Ward Knox, Chris Knox's daughter.
Okay.
They're strong connections of mine up in Auckland from my Unitech days.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really lovely to be able to reconnect and work with them.
Now, one thing I noticed listening to the trailer was how suspenseful and how much tension was built up with the sound and the soundscape. So you were saying a young local has been doing that?
Yeah. We're super proud of Halo and the work that he's done on this work. Halo was a 19-year-old based right here in our Hawke's Bay.
Mm.
And Halo has not only written and developed all the music, but he's also played all the music himself and Great. Recorded it in studio.
Brilliant.
And this piece is all about the soundtrack.
Mm.
If you think of Alfred Hitchcock's way of building tension by using sound,
yes,
this is kind of a technique that we've used throughout this work.
Oh, you can hear it.
And
yeah.
James is a jazz musician and has worked really closely with Halo to understand how to build and create that the tension in those moments.
Yeah, you're right.
So super proud of Halo. Can't wait to see where he goes with his career because he is something else, Martin.
Now, independent filmmaking... There's no easy feat, is it? What was the journey like? I mean, it's obviously been a long process too. And where to from here? Obviously, you've got the local screenings. What's your hope for what's going to happen with this particular movie?
Yeah, for me, it's probably been the longest. Sort of 10 years I started the script ago.
Wow.
And I sort of travelled with the story with me. And then in the last couple of years, sort of connected with Dan. And we sort of, and we sort of kicked it off from there and developed... how we were going to go with it and stuff. And really in the last year it's been intense just trying to get it finished. But we're hoping the hard thing with independent film is that you just don't have the money behind you, the support to really kick out and go nationwide.
Not like the big boys.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a struggle in that sense. But it doesn't, you know, take away the fact that it's a great story and engaging.
Dead right.
It has all those elements. You're just sort of up against it a bit to break through and get seen.
Yeah.
And that's the part that we're...
I do think, too, it's worth adding that we've had a lot of help, Martin.
Mm.
And because we've both been in the industry for many years, we've had a lot of support from mentorship from... Velvet Moss with Emma Slade and Victoria Dabbs in the producing sector. We've had help with Tony Keddy from Grip HQ supporting us with all the grip equipment.
Yeah.
We've had Gilly Lawrence come in and support us with camera and lighting. We've had Tom Allen, a local filmmaker here as well, come in and do all the camera work and provide, you know, so
yeah.
I think independent filmmaking really is about it's about people wanting to invest in the journey and the story that you've got.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Believing in it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Now, how can people see the film?
So this week we're opening to the public. So we are premiering at Focal Point Cinema in Havelock North.
Nice.
So this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're off on a bang. Yes, it's Guy Fawkes. So yep. We want you guys to come and celebrate with us.
Yeah.
And then we also have another screening next week on the 12th at Focal Point. And then we're going over to our whānau in Napier for a screening at MTG on the 15th of November. So
oh, nice.
Plenty of opportunities. Right. We also have a screening in Central Hawke's Bay, Wairoa and Gisborne because we really want to share with our East Coast whānau.
Nice.
That's really important to us. Our Wairoa screening is going to be free. Because we want to be able to work with the Gaiety Theatre and really start kicking off and enlivening things in Wairoa because
nice.
It's a very, very powerful filmmaking community there.
Okay.
And Leo Koziel with the Wairoa Māori Film Festivals. Big shout out to you, Leo.
Great.
So really what we're asking everybody is to jump in behind this independent filmmaking idea and come out and see something and recognise people and places that are right here.
That's right.
Making these things.
You don't see that every day.
You don't, do you? It's very unique. And we've got one of them right here in the studio. What, is it bizarre seeing yourself in a movie?
Oh, look, you know, I've done it a long time now, Martin.
Yes,
so for me, it's really looking at it from a critical standpoint.
Sure, yeah.
But yes, no, it's always a bit strange seeing your big nose up there on screen, isn't it, you know? So,
oh, that's great. And I understand, to just round things off, we've got a sneaky double pass to give away.
Oh, we totally have, Martin.
Nice.
This is just something to give back to the community. If you want to come and see the film, we've got a double pass, and wherever you're based in Hawke's Bay, we will do our best to make sure that you can go to that screening.
Nice. All right, and if you'd like that, you can text Bay and your message and your name, of course, to 934, and we'll put you in the draw. Guys, thank you so much for joining me in the studio. Wish you all the very best with the launch of this movie, and obviously for what comes next. After the local screenings.
Thank you.
Yeah, really appreciate it.